Welcome to HER, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. We all have some kind of family story, family history, that has influenced our attitude towards dating and relationships in the opposite sex. The question is, are you following parts of your family's template? Have you consciously made a choice to do the opposite, to have a different looking relationship than the one you grew up around? For instance, as someone who grew up the child of divorce, as the phrase has, you know, often been heard, I made a choice that it was important to me to make relationships work. That was actually to my detriment for a little bit, when I would stay far too long trying to make some relationships work, even though they couldn't or wouldn't. But all of us has some kind of feeling, reaction, and response to whatever the family legacy was. What were the attitudes you heard from your parents or others around you growing up about relationships, about how you should act in a relationship? Who was the breadwinner in the relationship? How did they share responsibilities? What was the story around giving and receiving and the roles each person plays? So much of my work is with going back and changing parts of our belief system or our story that are not serving the goals we have. We have the power to make conscious choices about how we want to relate to ourselves, to relate to our loved one, whether it's a romantic partner, or children, or other family members, friends, and even professionally. So, today just take a moment and think about, what is my family story about relationships? What did I grow up with? What did I grow up seeing and witnessing as a template that was demonstrated to me, but also what were the messages that I was receiving about men, about love, relationships? Was it that I should be independent and never depend on another person? Was it that I needed another person in order to be full, fulfilled, happy, financially stable? Did I end up choosing to do the opposite of what I was seeing and hearing? What is your family story that was demonstrated and passed down to you? And what is the story that you are now rewriting for yourself? Understanding that is a very deep, powerful way to see ourselves in the context of the entire background that has informed who we are, and still respect our power to individuate and take a stance on the relationships we choose to have in our own life. So, what's your story? Check it out today. Think about it. Remember the past, examine the present, and you'll have some power over determining the future of your relationships. Much love. If you're finding these helpful and insightful, please subscribe so you can get it every day. Rate, review, and also share with others who would benefit.